Hello, hello, hello. What is up? Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. I'm Abigail Linhart, and this is The BB Project. This podcast is just going to pretty much be whatever, kind of whatever I want it to be. I've been thinking about this for a very long time, and I finally just jump-started it. Getting right into it, and hopefully praying that this all works out and that it's exactly what I want it to be. Just kind of winging it, and we'll see where it goes from there. This could be very random topics that I talk about, very personal, just life, or just pretty much anything that pops into my head at the moment. I love to talk, and what better way to do it than a podcast? So let's get started. So let's get to know me. Like I said, my name's Abigail. I'm 22 years old. I graduated college in May from a small private school in Indiana. So Midwest girl who then 2 weeks later packed all of her stuff up and moved 7 hours west to a very small town in Missouri, to work for my parents who own a winery. And so far it's been really fun, very busy. Summer is like the busy season for us, but surprisingly has not slowed down any, so I am full on doing that. I do a lot of social media, event planning, just kind of random stuff all the time. We have the weirdest hours, so Mondays and Tuesdays are my weekend. So if I ever talk about my weekend, it would be those 2 days and not Saturday and Sunday, as a normal weekend would be. I graduated college with a public relations degree, so I use that a lot in my job now. Which is really fun. I really enjoy doing it. I always pictured myself at a 9-to-5 job, and here I am with the craziest hours and the craziest schedule and not a whole lot of outside life other than that. I always pictured myself moving to a big city and just kind of living life of a young girl and just kind of having fun and doing that life that all the influencers show in their YouTube videos or random stuff like that. And I ended up in a very, very small town of Missouri where there's nothing. So it's a little hard sometimes to kind of adjust from the college life at 21 to adult life at 22. It's been fun so far, but it's still a lot to get to, like, adjusted to, I would say. I currently live with my brother, so we, past month or so, brought him on to help us out, and he is 6 years older than me, so it has been 10 years since him and I have lived together, so it's a little weird, but we're making it work. In the past month that we have actually had our place, I think I have stayed in our house probably 4 times. I dog sit for one of our customers, and I was doing that for about 1.5 weeks, so that took up a lot of my time other than working at the winery. But it's been really fun having my brother here. We've literally lived apart for 10 years now, and he even lived 30 minutes away from me, and we still didn't really see each other a lot because I was doing college and he had a full-time job and all of his friends. So it's really weird getting back into it and now having my mom, stepdad, my brother, and I all working and now living together. We literally live 2 houses down from my parents, so I mean, that's kind of fun. I always did not want to live kind of close to my parents. Like I said, I wanted to live in a bigger city, so this was a little adjustment for me. It's been really fun, just being really close to my family and all that jazz. But the downside is that I do not have my best friends literally in the next room from me. That's been really hard for me so far, but I'm thankful for technology these days where I can just message them or call them or FaceTime whenever I need that comfort of my friends. And I am blessed that I am able to go back and visit occasionally and take some time off from working to be able to go spend like a week or so with them. So that's been fun, getting to kind of relive the good old days, literally like 4 months ago. But it's been really fun being out here, just definitely a big adjustment from college life. So that's been kind of one of those things that I've had to quickly adjust to. And there's not a whole lot of people my age in this little tiny town. They have all graduated high school and then moved either to college or they said, I'm getting the heck out of here. And eventually they come back in like 10 years and I have a few more years of that left before everybody moves back. But there's not really a whole lot of people my age here, which really stinks. So my mom is literally my best friend, but, it's a good time. But that's just a little bit about me. So starting this podcast, I just really don't really know what I'm going to talk about all the time, but, just kind of random topics about what I'm feeling or anything like that. I deal with a lot of people throughout the week, like a ton of people, and I've always wanted to start a YouTube channel, but I just, as soon as that camera gets on me, I like turn real weird and haven't really adjusted to that yet. So the podcast was gonna be somewhere where I'm gonna start. I absolutely love to talk, as any of my friends can tell you. My nickname was actually Gabigail for the longest time when I was growing up because, well, fun fact, it was because I did not talk at all. I was very, very shy when I was little, but as I've gotten older, and probably once I hit like junior high school, I grew out of my shell really, really quickly and just don't shut up ever. So now it's just kind of a funny thing that I used to be so shy, and I always tell people that I am an introverted extrovert. Like, I can be extroverted all day long, but occasionally I need to have my own little break and kind of relax and chill for a little bit before I go and be around a lot of people all the time, especially with my job and my field. I am constantly around a lot of people. So I basically serve at our winery during the day, plus do the outside business work as well. So as you can imagine, I see a lot of people. I'm the only server for our business, so I'm the main person that speaks to literally everyone, which is really fun, and I get to know a lot of people. I've made some really, not really friends, but a lot of our customers have pretty much become family to me at this point because they know a lot about my life, or I know a lot about their life. They're literally some of the sweetest people I've ever met. They literally come in more than once a week and just kind of brighten my day with everything. We get to sit and talk for a little bit before some other customers come in, so I really do enjoy being extroverted, but as soon as the workday is over, I am ready to get on my phone, check social media, watch Netflix, watch YouTube, and just chill in bed and not speak to anyone. I kind of have to like unwind from all the social interaction I've had during the day, which is so funny because I've always been so extroverted, and probably until like junior of college I've been like that. I would say my junior year is when I kind of became a little bit of introvert, which who would have thought that in high school I was not that. I was very social and literally had probably very few enemies because I would talk to anybody and everybody, and I'm so friendly. Like, there's never a stranger in my life, it seems like. I always get to know people. I always talk to people, no matter if I'm, like, in the line for the grocery store or anything like that. I always seem to find a way to talk to people, which sometimes I hate, but I think I get that from my dad. My dad is an auctioneer, so he is constantly talking to people. I used to say that we never could go anywhere without my dad knowing somebody or somebody knowing my dad. We literally could be like six states over, and I swear my dad knew somebody, which was so weird to me growing up. But I think that's definitely where I get my social ability from, which is nice, but also a curse sometimes because I get myself in trouble by talking too much to tables and not taking care of everybody else. But so this podcast may kind of run on a little bit of just me talking, or it may just be, who knows, like I said, depending on what mood I'm in that week or what I want to talk about. I am going to see what my friends want me to do for a little bit, and then see what other people want to do. I'm currently loving Gals on the Go podcast. Brooke and Danielle are just amazing. And Gretchen just started Happy Hour, and she's doing awesome. And those are my inspirations right now. They just really seem like they got their life together, even though half the time they don't, but they always just seem enjoyable on their podcast and very upbeat, and I always get so motivated when I listen to their podcast. So I'm hoping that some of mine will help get people motivated or help get myself motivated, because sometimes I need that after a long work week. But this is just gonna kind of be random, and we'll see where it goes from there. But I'm so excited to finally be jumpstarting this, and we'll see where it goes from there. Thank you so much for listening to the BB Project. This is one of my dreams, is to get this podcast going. So thank you for supporting it and just listening to me ramble on about random stuff for now. Hopefully once I get some topics going, then I'll be on an actual schedule instead of just randomly posting when I can. But I'm so excited. But thank you again for listening to the BB Project.